got the team in from St George's School, and we've been joined by Louis from Ventnor Rugby Club. Morning, Louis. How are you?
Hello. Very well. How are you?
I'm okay. None of these kids ask me how I am, ever. Now, look, you've just finished the season. Rugby's over now for you.
Yeah, it is. It is for this season, yeah.
So, but you've still got a few things left that is slightly different.
Well, I mean, we don't completely fall asleep in the off season. We've got plenty going on, things like socials, fitness sessions at the club, summer touch sessions, which is basically just some touch rugby, which we keep going with, and rugby sevens as well. A lot of the lads go to a lot of the tournaments around the country to compete in the rugby sevens.
Wow! So that would be exciting for them. Are you skiving?
I'm going to try and make the team. Whether I do or not is another question. But
so how many's in the team? Is it about 14, 15, is that right?
Well, 15 on a pitch at one time for union, that is. Then a couple of subs. But then in rugby sevens, you travel with around 12. But, yeah.
So are they from the same team?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're all made up of the same people?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck with getting in the team. I mean, are you the captain?
I'm the captain of the rugby union, so the normal season throughout the winter. So, yeah.
Isn't there a thing where you're the captain, so you should be in the sevens?
I mean, I actually officially turn a vet on Sunday because I turn 35. So, I mean, sevens is probably more for the younger, faster blokes. But
right, okay.
Yeah.
When you said vet for a minute, I thought, hello, he's going to just become a vet for the summer. I mean, how does that work? But hey, look, we should point out that you're obviously well supported by Red Funnel. You're a Red Funnel ambassador.
Indeed.
They do so much in the community that people don't realise. How long has Ventnor been connected with being a Red Funnel ambassador?
I'm not actually sure. I mean, I think we've been at least 5 years now. I mean, they're really important to us because... obviously, half our games, we have to travel a lot because half our games are on the mainland. So they really help us with the travel there.
So that's a huge amount of support. There's 15 people, and you then you've got your subs, then you've got your trainers, and the bloke with the magic sponge.
Absolutely.
And you need that. I mean, you've got not an injury, but you've got a nasty graze there over the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... We were asking the question earlier on that how do pitches, you know, compete with, you know, you play at Whatcombe Bottom, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
And do they soften up that pitch when it goes rock hard like they would at Twickenham?
Well, we could try. I mean, it's been a particularly dry April, hasn't it? So the ground's sort of turned into concrete. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure at Twickenham they have some sort of system that keeps it a bit more softer. But we don't complain at Ventnor.
Just get on with it.
We get on with it, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, crikey, they wouldn't be able to cope at Whatcombe Bottom, would they?
If England came, team,
yeah,
no way.
They should come down and be
especially
trained.
Against us.
Well, we should say congratulations on you. You've won a league, got promotion.
Yep.
So what league are you going to be in this coming season?
So we're going to be in Hampshire County 2s. So we've just won Hampshire County 3s. And we'll be in 2s next season.
Will you be still, you know, because now you said you've turned 35, does that mean you're over the hill now and can't play next season? Or
Absolutely not. I'm going to push it to the max. There's some players that are still going in their 50s at Ventnor Rugby Club, so they've sort of set the benchmark for us lot to keep going until our bodies literally give in.
Oh, what an inspiration that is to have people over. So who's the oldest member of the team? Can't be you then.
I think I'm up there. Probably Jack Rushton. He's pushing 36, 37 maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Jack.
Old timers. Look, we've got some young peeps in the studio. They want to ask you a couple of questions. None of these questions have been vetted, so I've got no idea what's going to happen. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, hit me.
This must be worse than going in for a scrum down.
Yeah, right.
So are you ready, Dylan? Let's have your first question, Dylan.
What position do you play?
I play flanker, and I've also played a bit of second row this season, so heavily involved in the scrum every time we go in there.
Oh, right, so you are one of the guys in there. Are you in the middle? I've often thought about you guys.
As a seven, as a flanker, I'm on the fringes, but as a second row, I'm in the depths of it. can't really see much in the middle of it, and don't really know what's going on half the time. But that's just me.
Look, I'm gonna ask you. It's gonna come across as a silly question, but there's method in it. Okay,
yeah.
Is it good to be as smelly as you possibly can on the day when you're scrumming deck? Because does it put the others off?
I think we're pretty used to it by now, so it doesn't really matter. Okay.
Can you just tell me what a flanker is?
A flanker. So I sit on the fringes of the scrum, but I'm only connected. By myself, so my job is to then, as soon as the ball's out, I then attack number 10 or that whoever receives the ball.
So are you the one that picks the ball up when you've scrambled, you've gone forward?
No, that'd be Harvey, who's number 8. So he'll pick it up around the back and try and do some damage around the sides, but then it'll be my job to then disconnect and support him as much as possible.
Okay, you ready for another question?
Go on, hit me.
Okay, Callum, what's your question?
Have you heard of another World Final ambassador called Keegan Brown at all?
I don't think I have, no. May have seen him on the screens during our travels, but
yeah, that's fine.
That's ruined it, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
He's a darts player.
Okay.
Callum's a darts player.
And
he was just hoping that you would have known him so you could have a word with him and say, can you answer his emails? So we're going to go back. Has Dylan got another question? He's gone. He's gone.
Oh,
okay, so we've now got Alfie.
Answer.
Alfie, have you got a question? Just move up a little bit close to that microphone, Alfie. That's it.
Yes, I have. If you have a favourite Star Wars, what's your favourite Star Wars character?
My favourite Star Wars character?
Yeah.
A couple of the players will like this question as well, especially Max Wheeler. We're massive Star Wars fans. But it's got to be Obi-Wan Kenobi, for sure. He's the best.
Yes.
I reckon he'd be a flanker as well if he used to step on the pitch.
Right, guys. Yeah. You got another one?
My favourite is General Grievous.
General Grievous, nice.
Yeah.
Like, so you're a bit more of the dark side, eh?
Yeah.
Dark side? All right. Alfie's on the dark side. Is that where it is? I've got no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Did you know there was a new film coming out next week, 25th?
I did, yeah.
Okay, are you going to watch it?
I will be, yeah.
Elfie's going to watch it. Are you going to watch it, Callum? Do you have another question?
Yeah, I do have another question.
He did.
So, how many seasons do you have in total in your rugby year?
How many have I played in?
Yes, how many?
I don't actually know, to be honest. I joined Ventnor in 2008. I spent some time off the island working, but I've probably done a good 5 or 6, I'd say.
Is it enjoyable? Do you look forward to it every week?
It is really enjoyable, yeah. It's I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were saying that if you meet up with your good friends at least 4 times a year, then you're doing something really well, because obviously we all lead really busy lives. And I thought to myself, well, I actually see my best mates every single weekend, especially during the season. And it's really enjoyable. Especially this season where, you know, our coaching staff have really boosted the quality in our training. Damo Marriott has come back, who was a previous player coach. He spent some time away at a different club coaching, and he's come back and he's really boosted that quality, along with Todd Riches, Andy Teague, Clive Cardwell-Hill and Dean Magnusson, and one of our players, Luke Butler, stepping in and doing a bit of coaching as well. So, yeah, they make it really, really enjoyable. They focus on our improvement areas, but they make sure that everyone's enjoying it, and that's why we get so many players turning up at training now. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
And are you recruiting? Is it if people are listening and thinking, well, hang on a minute, I used to play rugby at school and I won't mind continuing it. Is it a good opportunity to go and play?
This season in particular, one of my favourite things about it is the new players coming in, old and young. Older, should I say, and young, but then new players just boost the energy in the club, you know, especially the young players that have come in, and they've stepped up from the Vectis, which is obviously the youth rugby club of the Isle of Wight, and they are stepping up into adult rugby, and they've really boosted the energy around the club, and it's been amazing. So yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
So what's the potential now then? You've got promotion this year, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing there's a couple of leagues above that. So what I mean, where can you end up?
Well, I mean, at the start of the season, when we're sort of setting the goals, I don't think one of the goals was to win the season. We were sort of making a 3-year plan of what it would look like, and I don't think winning the league was one of them at that moment. But a couple games into the league, we realised that we're onto a winner here. We've got some great players, we've got some real momentum. So it only really became a goal around the third game of the season, something like that. So I don't know, but I'm sure the coaching staff are putting their heads together now and setting up a nice 3-year, 5-year plan to see where we're going to go with it all. But there's lots happening behind the radar. But yeah.
It sounds brilliant. So much you can look at, you know, the focus is the future. Mm. You know, you've won this season the league. You've gone up to the next one, and potentially, you know, you're not going to be short of decent players and a decent team and decent coaching staff by all accounts. Mm. So every chance of getting more promotion, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, like the team that we have, the average age is so low, and we've just won the county spree. We've got some real potential, this team, because we've got youth on our side.
Yeah.
So there's years and years to evolve and become something pretty special.
I think it's great that you come in and you're shouting about Ventnor Rugby Club, because I just think it's fabulous. I think sometimes rugby goes under the radar and it's, you know, there's more focus on football and so on. But yeah. I think this last couple of years, there's been a little bit more focus. People are talking a little bit more about rugby, especially Ventnor Rugby Club as well. Yeah. And that's largely because of your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, he likes to talk a lot about it. I mean, he has a lot of pride. Oh,
you'll be reluctant now, aren't you, to say?
Well, he's just extremely passionate, not only about rugby and not only about the club, but about the people within it. And I think that's where his passion and a lot of people's passion at Ventnor Rugby Club comes from. It's not actually the sport. The sport's a bit of a pain in the bum. I wake up and hurts quite a lot. But I certainly don't show up on the weekend just to throw a ball about. It's for the lads, it's for the guys, the committee, the volunteers. It is seriously something special and something I enjoy every single weekend of my life because of it, not just the game.
It certainly sounds like there's a huge team spirit. And I say, your dad is very good at getting the message out there and getting the news out there. Yeah. Every week we get a post, what's happened over the weekend and what's coming up this weekend and so on. So he keeps us up to date. And obviously today the press release was something about the Wasps. Can you just tell us what that was?
15 years ago, the Wasps legends, or a team made up of old Wasps legends, came and visited Ventnor Rugby Club, and we had a little game against them. I wasn't actually on the island at that point. I was working away, but some of the players who play in the first team now were there as kids and were walking on the pitch as mascots for the Wasps, and some of them play for the team today. And some of their dads played in that game.
That's
good
total
memories.
Dedication to the club, isn't it? From a very early age. That's brilliant to hear. Now we've got a couple more questions. Let's, Kirsten, have you got a question for us?
Yes. Have you ever played in the Olympics before?
No, unfortunately, I've never been good enough to play in the Olympics.
Is there an Olympic rugby? Is there? Or?
I'm pretty sure the sevens.
Was it sevens?
I think it was the sevens in the Olympics. Yeah.
Okay, that's a great question though, because you never know. I mean, do you have any? I know you said you're 35, but then some of these rugby players go on forever and ever. And have you got any aspirations to play at a higher level?
I don't think it's going to happen for me, but certainly for the younger chaps not only the younger chaps, should I say, but some of the other guys. I mean, a lot of our players actually made the Hampshire team this year.
Come on, you should name drop. Who should we look out for?
Who have we got? So some of the younger players, we've got 40, Harry Bex and Stone. We had Cody, Riley, all played for the young Hampshire, should I say. I can't remember. But for the men's, I know Dewey went for trials. Harvey Wheel is playing this Saturday for Hampshire men's. Max Wheeler made the team also, but I think he's just suffering an injury at the moment. I hope I've got everyone, but yeah. So real talent within the team.
Brilliant.
And you know, evolving outside of Ventnor, as you know, as well. So
I mean, it sounds like you've got such a great spirit there, and it sounds like you've got a good group of youngsters that are coming through as well.
This year in particular, that's evolved. I mean, I won't say Ventnor was ever struggling, but I'd say it probably went a bit stale the last couple of years. You know, lads were showing up and we were just barely making the team. But like I say, because of the coaching staff and because of the guys, this positive, energetic culture has really burst open this season.
No, you can see that. As a club, from the outside, that's what it looks like as well. And I know nothing about rugby. I really don't. Jack's got a question. Are you ready with your question, Jack?
Let's do it, Jack.
Mm-hmm. When did you start playing rugby?
I started playing rugby probably around 9 years old, for Bognor Regis when I lived over on the mainland. So yeah.
So why rugby and not football then?
I think what stood out to me was the sportsmanship in rugby, and I'm not saying that football hasn't got that same sportsmanship, but. We step onto the field, we knock a couple of barrels of
stuff
out of each other, and you know we then we come off the pitch and we shake hands, and everything's good. And that sportsmanship is just brilliant in rugby. Football's, I don't know, I don't want to say anything bad.
Well, do you know what? I'll say it for you, if you don't mind. I mean, whenever I watch football, one of the biggest things that I really detest about football is the unsportsmanship and the way that they speak to each other and the referee.
Yes.
You don't get that so much in rugby. No. There's a lot more respect.
There is, yeah. You don't argue with the referee, because the referee will just either send you 10 metres back or give you a yellow card. So there's absolutely no reason to argue with the referee there.
And I know that there's, when you watch the international rugby, there's always a little French bloke that looks no bigger than Mr. Bean, and you think he's got so much respect on that pitch. How does it at a local level, like, you know,
it's exactly the same. There's huge punishments if you cross the line with a referee. Yeah, you can get match bans, you can get fines, you can get all sorts.
Oh, they should bring that in on football as
Oh, they so should. Absolutely.
No, definitely. Yeah. Kirsten, have you got another question?
Yes. How much would you say you train?
So we train once a week. Every Thursday we train throughout the winter, and then we're on a little break now, 2 week little break, and then the guys will be start going in for the sevens training. But and then we've also got fitness sessions that we do on Sundays throughout the summer as well. And like I say, summer touch sessions as well. So we train quite a lot. But the main season training is on the Thursday throughout the season. Yeah.
Do you train after a match? Is that a good thing? Just say, for instance, if you play on the Saturday, are you training on the Sunday as well?
No.
Do they give you like some time out to sort of heal?
Absolutely, yeah.
How long does it take you as a 35-year-old to sort of get over that game that you've just played?
Probably to about... It depends. It depends how hard the game was, I guess, but probably about Tuesday nowadays.
All right. What I've noticed is you've got good teeth. All right. So they're all there. Are they all yours?
They're all my. Oh no, actually, no. That one's a fake one. All right. I haven't got knocked out.
Do you? I mean, if you're quite close to the scrum and so on, do you have to wear like mouth guards and so on?
Yeah, we wear gum shields. Yeah.
Does everyone wear them?
Yeah, absolutely. Apart from the ref.
Apart from the ref. Yeah. Well, you don't need them because you've got so much respect for them. Have we got another question?
Would you recommend people play rugby?
Absolutely, would recommend it. Like I say, I get to see my best friends every weekend, every Thursday at training. It's a brilliant thing. And for ladies as well. I coach the under-12s Vectis girls, and they're such a positive team. So absolutely recommend it.
How wonderful is that to actually come through and then put something back in, and obviously building for the future as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that future. What happens in, you know, when you have to finally say I can't play anymore? What are you going to do? Have you thought about that yet?
Well, I don't think it's going to come. I don't think I'm going to say I can't play anymore. I think one of these young lads are going to come and nick my position.
Right.
But no, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. I'll certainly be up at the club every Saturday, volunteering, doing whatever I can, whether that is a bit of coaching, whether that's doing the dishes or whatever. Being part of the committee, I'll certainly always be a part of Ventnor and be up there doing whatever I can.
What a wonderful thing to hear.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing to say. And you mean it too. You're not just sort of,
We've got lads who are playing for the team, like the Wheeler brothers. Their dad used to play. So many lads whose fathers used to play in the team, and but we're still coming up, still enjoying it, and still loving the club, you know.
So, if people were thinking about joining or wanting to play and want to know more about Ventnor Rugby Club, how do they find out?
I would probably best bet is the socials. You know, we're on all the Instagrams, the Facebooks. I think we're even on TikTok now. So Ventnor Rugby Club, RFC, find us there. Just drop us a message and we'll get back to you. Like I say, plenty going on through the summer. You don't have to have played before. You can be absolutely brand new. We've had guys come in who've never touched a ball before and are loving it. So, yeah, get in touch with us on the socials and we'll definitely get back to you.
Fabulous. And without Red Funnel support, what happens?
Well, like I say, they're a huge support for us, especially as we travel so much.
How far do you go? I mean, you mentioned earlier on you have every other week you're away from home.
Yeah.
So how far do you go up? I mean,
I think it's obviously within Hampshire. So I think our longest trip is about an hour and a half, right, and 40 minutes away.
But every other week you'd be on a ferry.
Yep.
So every other week they support you and so on. That's that, which is great. Do you get midweek games as well?
No, we don't. But they, obviously every other weekend we'll be away, and then obviously the away teams will come to us using the ferry as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And you've got a second team? Do they?
We do indeed. To? Yeah. They finished third in the Hampshire Premiership South table.
Was that promotion?
It's not promotion, but it's very respectable given the league was restructured halfway through the season, and a lot of their games were away games. So yeah, absolute kudos to the second team, and the second team are doing so well. And you know that's another thing that's great about the club. With such a strong second team, it really filters into that first team being so strong and really compatible for different positions. So, yeah, the seconds are doing really, really well.
Fabulous. Have you got one more question, Kirsten?
Yes. Would you rather play wheelchair basketball or wheelchair rugby?
I've seen some wheelchair rugby, and it looks really fun.
Yeah.
I'd definitely do the rugby. What are you thinking about it?
Possibly, but I know how violent some things can be. Because all of like the crashing and trying to get the ball off people.
You never know until you do it. Yeah. So give it a go.
Should we put it into some kind of context? What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Do you know what the worst injury I've ever had? These scabs that I get from hard
crashes. I see.
Right, I had one of them and opened it back up on Thursday at training, healed over, opened it back up on Saturday game until it becomes so badly infected I couldn't wear trousers for about a month. But that's quite a soft one compared to some of the injuries I've seen.
Yeah.
But it is a safe sport.
I would imagine if you throw yourself into it.
Yeah, there's risks obviously.
Yeah.
But like any sport. But
you should go for it, Kirsten.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should go for it.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of the guys come and join in who never would have thought they'd play rugby, especially the girls I coach, and they just stay because they absolutely love it. Yeah.
Sounds like a really wonderful club that has got such a club ethic,
yeah,
throughout, not just the team. It's not just about the team. You've got a good squad. You've got other teams within the team, and so on. It sounds brilliant. Thanks for coming in and sharing all that with us. And you know, best of luck for the new season. I hope there's another promotion in the offing. So hopefully you'll come back again.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
we'll keep you updated.
Brilliant. Thanks, Louis.
Thank you.